And we are back. Couch Company Podcast. I'm John. With me as always, Tyler.
Ahoy.
Matey. Sea of Thieves. What a game that was. Remember when we played that?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah.
Three times.
Was it three times?
One time, you tried to get me to play the story mode, which was probably the worst gaming experience of my entire life.
With Mike. Gotcha.
It wasn't Mike's fault. It was the
trash. Right. Yeah, I remember because I don't remember the last time I played Sea of Thieves with Mike. To be honest, like I think it might have been that.
It was actually really funny because we were playing and like you guys were kind of into it. You're like, oh crap, here's this guy. We haven't seen him in two seasons.
Yeah,
and I'm like, is this how people feel when I talk about anime, dude? Like,
yeah,
I'm just like,
that's
what
exactly
the fuck is going
that's
on.
Exactly how people feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so bored. But then the second time we played without Mike, again, not his fault, mm-hmm. but I was the captain.
Yeah.
That was a great night.
That was purely, what's it called? Not immersive. What's it called whenever like the things
improvisational
just happen to you?
Fate?
No.
Things just happen to you? Circumstance?
Yeah.
Circumstantial?
Yeah, kind of. Emergent. It's emergent gameplay. That was what they kept touting.
Yeah. No, that was fun. I mean, we just did random shit. I got the best chest in the game 5 minutes in.
But all the cool stuff was because of other people that just happened to be on the server.
That's how games like that should be.
100%, but that's the difference, right? Like, you play the story stuff, you play the canned stuff. It's fine if you've been with it the whole time, but like I love Sea of Thieves and I don't care about the lore at all. That is 100%.
That's a lie.
What are you talking about?
You guys were into it, bro. You were like, you're like trying to pretend you're too cool for it.
No,
Bones? Dude, guys, Mr. Bones is back. That was season two, though.
So look,
he disappeared in the maelstrom.
He
now
did.
He's back.
He did. No, but here's the thing.
I remember Mr. Bones. You guys were ecstatic.
But what I'm saying is, one, weren't we recording? So maybe we were hamming it up a little bit.
We were recording.
Yeah. But two, you know how whenever we're playing something, like we're playing
We would never
Divinity.
Ham it up, by the way. That's
yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Natural.
I was just kidding. That's not an inside baseball thing. See, I'm just going to overuse that until you hate sports. But what I'm saying is, you know how whenever we played like Divinity and I was like, I shoot an arrow and hit some
yep.
for moderate damage. You're like, dude, that's amazing. Like, trying to, like, pump me up to get me to enjoy the game that I'm, like, either bored or hating at the moment, you know?
Or I was trolling
you. I was trying to do the same thing. Or you were trolling me. I thought you were just a nicer human than that. But it's the same thing.
You picked them as boring class. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
That's fair. Yeah. But I was trying to get you into...
Oh, shit, he's got the high crowd.
he climbed up that hill to shoot an arrow. Yeah. But that's
the problem is it's juxtaposed to someone raining blood from the sky, summoning the demons from hell.
Yeah.
His turn is like 30 minutes long.
Right.
I won't name this person, but...
Yeah, rhymes with Schnate.
Fucking Schnate. Anyways, yes.
One of our most loyal
I feel like
listeners.
That's actually a terrible example because I have the same capabilities as everyone else in that game. Like, we're not playing different classes.
No, but... Essentially, the thing that...
It's all understanding.
But I was trying to make you pumped to swing a sword at a
yeah, but I don't
sword
know,
sponge for a while.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
It was a bad first time. The second time was
great.
Better. Yeah, we fixed
it. I was in charge.
Yeah.
We were just role-playing the whole time.
Yeah.
I might be the greatest captain ever to sail the seas.
Just as a quick... point whenever I said ahoy, I was gonna kind of bring it into like a ship but a starship because that's what we're talking about today is kind of like a thing,
yeah.
And then you made it about Sea of Thieves.
Well, I had to uninstall
Reminisce.
Sea of Thieves.
Did you really
to install Starfield?
Did you really?
I did.
Ah, that's fair. Okay, I can't even imagine.
The game
that.
Sucks,
sure.
But it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun, but it sucks. I just wish we had a crew of four.
Yeah.
And we just, like, I just need people to go in with me. And then knock it. Like, John's like, John will play along,
mm-hmm.
but then he gets mad when we get shit on. When I make a bad call.
Well, it never feels good.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
They're probably just imagine the other people. They're like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
There's a fine line where if you're getting, like, if you're being like a goof, right, yeah, and you're just goofing off and doing dumb things, if you have the skills to back that up, then it's even more fun. But yeah, but like you,
my crew might though.
Your crew, that was my cousin, right? Or my cousin, my nephew.
The first time was just you, me, and John.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Noah played.
And then Noah played this third time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which, hey, not bad.
I was going to say.
Not a bad left tenant.
Kept you afloat.
Kept me afloat. They followed my calls.
Yeah.
I love the ram call, so I like ramming people the most. Apparently, it's not a great strategy, but.
It used to be.
I like it. Fine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want that meta.
Here's the thing. If you ram somebody and you know for a fact, like, okay, hey, we're going to ram. A lot of people, just in the heat of the moment, they're like, we're jumping off, we're going to board the ship, and we're going to fight or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But typically, if you're making that maneuver and you're planning it, then you know, okay, we're going to do it. Whatever damage we sustain from the ram, we know that we'll have people to fix the ship.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that the enemy ship isn't thinking about that, and they're just jumping off, and then they're leaving like the captain alone with a million holes in his ship.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. As long as you have one person to kill him, then yeah.
It's a mind game at that point.
There's some strategy.
There's a lot of strategy.
Yeah.
Like getting the willpower to install the game. That's step one.
That's a big one.
Like if you don't know who Mr. Bones is, you're really on the back foot.
It's sad because when I was going through my Game Pass library, you know, getting ready for Starfield, and I saw it and I was just like, oh, because like the Return to Monkey Island content just came out.
Yeah.
And I still think that's a great game from last year, but it was just like
that came out like 2 months ago.
Return to Monkey Island? Yeah, but it's episodic. So they keep coming out with new stuff. So it's like here's a new episode or whatever.
Cool. Yeah.
Which is different, I think, than what they did with Pirates of the Caribbean. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they shipped that. But you guys were done with that so quick.
Yeah.
You just so maybe they're drip IV.
Maybe, but it's like they I don't know, man. I was looking at it and the thought, I was just like, are we ever going to play the game again, right? And I have this sinking feeling that we're not going to touch the thing until we learn, like, oh, hey, Sea of Thieves servers are going offline or something, you know, and they're going to do some crazy send-off or something. We'll be part of, like, all the people shooting fireworks in the air, like how, like, Planetside did it and Star Wars Galaxies did it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That was a depressing thought.
I know. Yeah.
For such a shit game.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm kidding. Well, it's not bad.
It's
but it I just it missed has the
good,
boat.
Good bones.
I missed the boat.
Mm-hmm.
On it, kind of. Not really. I still think the single player is so boring. You just hit skeletons.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good. It's not good.
It's all the PvP. That's what excites me.
The interesting thing, well, yeah, but let's put PvP aside. If I pulled you into Destiny, I bet you would have a blast because it's like solid shooting and gameplay and different things. So like if we did like a raid in Destiny or if we did like single player content that like in a group of four, but still you're doing a story. I think
you overestimate me.
I think it's challenging enough and like, I mean, you like shooters, don't you?
I do, but I don't like MMOs.
Destiny's not an MMO.
Yeah, it is.
No.
What are we gonna do? What was it called? Starts with an R.
What?
A raid?
A raid. Yeah.
That's some terminology from a certain genre, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting. Keep going. Tell me how it's not an MMO.
Nate's gonna text on Monday and say, first off, hey, you guys are jerks, and I'm sorry, Nate. We didn't want to call you out about Divinity. But secondly, he's gonna say, no, Destiny's not an MMO.
Why?
It's not massively multiplayer.
It is.
No, it's not. It's four players.
That's huge.
Yeah. Actually, it might be more than four for a raid. I don't remember.
It has to be, right? Aren't raids huge?
They're very tough. You have to do like very specific things and whatnot. I think we did like one when it first came out.
What type of game is it then? There's an FPS?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What type of game is Halo?
An FPS.
There you go. Done.
Yeah, but it's like PvP.
Destiny has PvP.
And it's co-op.
Yeah, that's all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's no raids in Halo. That's all I'm saying. There's no raids. There's no loot. There's no...
Yeah. Well, there's not... I guess there's loot.
Of course there's loot.
So you would say that, like... what's the New York game.
Gangs of New York?
Yeah, Gangs of New York.
Love that movie.
Division 2.
Yeah, terrible game. That's an MMO.
You think that's an MMO?
We literally argued about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It is. And that game's terrible. Bullet Sponge City. And that's how you know it's an MMO. They're just bullet sponges because you can't have an FPS and an MMO mechanics. They completely conflict with each other.
It's fair.
Right. Yeah, it's super fair.
All right, fine. Fine. Fine.
Fine.
Talk about something else.
I mean, Starfield kind of bullet spongy too, but not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah. You want to get into it?
No, I want to talk about football first.
Let's talk about football.
Football just started.
Forgot that it started yesterday.
And by the time you're listening to this,
well, Sunday that I happened. Won. I pulled it out.
No, we still have Monday night.
Do we?
Yeah. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, still.
Ever hear of him?
Is he first round pick?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I can't wait for him to break his leg.
That's so mean.
I know.
That was so mean.
No, I want him to break a leg, like a theater.
Yeah.
Like a theater.
And score 40 points on your face.
With a broken leg, yeah.
That's what it takes?
I mean, sure.
Sure?
Yeah.
You only play me twice.
The entire season?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
No, good you.
Good me. That's what I mean.
Yeah, good you. I don't know. Football's back. I'm super excited. Football is my favorite sport by far. And baseball has absolutely made me depressed. The Yankees are in last place in the division. They just got to 500 again. They were like 70-70 by the time, like while we're recording this.
Mm.
They're fucking terrible, bro.
What? Why do you care?
Because they're my team.
Yeah, but like, were they supposed to be good this year or anything?
The Yankees are always supposed to be good.
Oh, okay.
They are the most winning franchise in any sport.
Except this year.
U.S. sport. They have 26 championships.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's
more than you.
That's 100% true. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so they're awful.
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can you count Mario Kart?
No. Different universe.
All right. Fine. Then, yeah, they have more championships.
It's the Mushroom Kingdom.
I'm just saying I've won every Mario Kart cup of every Mario game.
Yeah, but did your character win it?
I won it. I controlled my character.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. From his perspective in that universe, he won it.
Yeah, which that's great for him in his universe, but in the real universe.
Yeah, but what if someone's controlling us? Then they actually won it, right?
That's, absolutely.
So maybe you have zero.
Maybe, but you can't prove it.
But he can't prove it.
Exactly.
Mario can't prove it.
Right. I think we're saying the same thing.
No, we're not. I'm saying nothing matters.
I won more than the Yankees.
No, that's not. No. Oh,
okay.
I'm saying nobody's won anything because nothing's real.
We might get into that, but continue.
That's all I'm saying. Like, how can, if you can't prove anything, and you can't prove that we're like any of this is real, then how do you win? You can't win anything because it's not real. There's nothing to win, right?
Yeah, so we shouldn't care.
Exactly.
Right. So the outcome of fantasy football doesn't matter.
It does for me.
Yeah.
Because I am real.
So we're back to the...
I am real.
Okay, so everyone else is just
I a am player for real.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm the main character.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yes.
That's fine.
No, that's great.
Continue. Tell me how good Yankees are.
The Yankees are bad. They're terrible. So now we turn to football. It's very weird, too, because as a New York fan, I always, like, the Yankees are my bedrock. They're supposed to be the ones that are good. Like, I like the Yankees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I like the New York Rangers, which is hockey. And they're, like, good most of the time, but they have their, you know, down years. So they're not always 100%.
Right.
But then I like the Knicks, who are the worst fucking franchise in the history of anything,
mm-hmm.
even though nothing matters. If it did, they'd be the worst. But they actually made the playoffs last year. So nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense. The Knicks are making the playoffs. The Giants made the playoffs last year. The Yankees are not going to make the playoffs. Why can't I just have my cake and eat it too? Have it, eat it, lord it over people.
Shove it
in their face.
Go for seconds. Yeah.
Go for seconds because it's unlimited cake. And it's zero calories. Why can't that be true?
Maybe it is.
It's not.
Okay.
That I'm sure of. Chocolate cake will fucking destroy you. It's like 600 calories.
I'm not a big chocolate cake guy.
Some might say it's my favorite.
Yeah.
Which How are you not a big chocolate cake guy? Chocolate cake's awesome.
It's okay. I would just rather, if I'm going chocolate, give me a brownie.
Mm.
We've had this conversation.
We have. Rehash it, but best brownie does not beat the best cake, though. Doesn't.
Well, yeah. You mean best brownie doesn't beat the best chocolate cake?
Yeah. The best chocolate cake is better than the best brownie in the world.
You're probably right. I haven't had the best of either.
It's like fluffy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake is so fucking good. Anyways, so football just started, and the Chiefs lost.
I know.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. You mean
crazy.
My quarterback.
I've been hyping up the Lions for several years now, yeah. And people shit on me every year. And now everyone's on the Lions, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 you're just on the Lions now because everyone else is. No, no, no. Listen to the tape last year.
Yeah. You have the bet with Mike, right?
I do.
Yeah, so he's even...
He's shaking in his boots.
I don't know about shaking, but he's like, it's up in the
air. What did I bet him against? The playoffs?
I don't know. I think so, yeah.
They'll make the playoffs?
Yeah.
It was like 10 cheeseburgers.
Was it?
It was something crazy because okay. I was blasted.
Mm. I mean, then you have to take that bet.
Even though nothing's real.
Is that the title of the podcast or the episode?
We shouldn't even post it. Should why?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's lost the time. Jeez, man. You say I'm depressing.
That's freeing.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Think about it. You can't get upset at work because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can't get upset about life because nothing matters.
How far are you in Starfield?
Not super far.
Okay.
I played for a lot. Like, I have like 15 hours.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've accomplished nothing.
Okay. Well, keep going through sports and then we'll go back to Starfield because I want a nice, clean chapter break for Starfield.
Okay, that was your fault, though.
What?
You brought it up.
Well, because the stuff you're saying,
yeah,
I don't want to spoil it for you.
Oh. Oh, is it, they get into it in the
game?
Oh,
my gosh. Yes.
You like that?
I can't spoil it for you.
Yeah,
we'll talk about the rules and everything as we go.
But all right, anyways. Continue. I don't even remember what I was saying. The Detroit Lions are for real. They're going to make the playoffs. The Chiefs looked awful.
How did Kelsey do? You keep talking while I look him up.
He was in a t-shirt last night, so he didn't do well.
Oh, was he?
He didn't play.
Really?
You didn't have him in.
I didn't
You don't get have him. You don't get him. That's yeah. right.
Okay. That's well, right. then that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, he didn't play. He hurt his knee days before the first game.
Your brother's probably mad then, huh?
Yeah, my brother's always mad.
Okay, fair.
My favorite story from my little brother is he drafted Andrew Luck. The year he retired. So days after his fantasy football draft, Andrew Luck comes on the podium. He's like, I'm retiring. My brother's like, what the fuck, bro? That was the funniest thing ever. We were at a Pirates game, and he's checking Twitter or something. And he's like, dude, Andrew Luck just retired? I was like, no way.
Oh, man.
That's so imagine, awesome.
So neither of us are in the Dynasty League.
No.
Our group made a Dynasty League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calvin was sending me, like, his draft, and I'm so glad I didn't do it. It's so weird. Like, everyone's drafting quarterbacks first round, and like, it's just totally different than like regular fantasy. Yeah. And I just wouldn't have been prepared.
See, I would be doing well then.
Oh, really?
I always draft my quarterback second round.
Yeah, well, you'd have to draft it first. Like, literally all quarterbacks first.
Yeah.
Because you want
the high. Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. Because you get to keep them forever.
Yeah.
So it's more like actual football, if you kind of think about it, right?
I think the Dynasty League would be extremely fun. I just wasn't going to quit like our league, and I didn't want to do two.
Yeah, I don't want to do two either. I didn't want to pay for two either. So I hate managing more than one. Because, yeah. and this is like what I kind of hate fantasy, is in the way I watch sports when I'm playing like fantasy football or whatever is just so backwards and awful. Like, I was betting on the Chiefs yesterday, and I'm rooting against the Chiefs because you have the Chiefs. So it's this weird thing.
So you're
thing
betting
of like,
for them, but still hoping yeah, they don't do well.
It's so gross. It's like, oh, man, I really need them to score, but I need them to score on a field goal because I can't let Patrick Mahomes get fucking points, and I don't want him to throw to Pacheco and blah, blah, blah. It's so awful.
Yeah.
It's so awful. I just hate rooting that way.
Imagine if you just forgot that fantasy football started. And you lost at least 1 week of, you know, that anxiety.
Nah. It's not anxiety. It's frustration.
See, I get anxiety. I can't. I just, I'm constantly checking it. I just like it, it's like I gotta see.
Do you watch the games or no?
No, I can't.
Why?
I don't have any.
It's on
channels or whatever.
It's on Amazon. Thursday night games. Yeah.
No, then I could have.
You could have.
I could have, but I had better things to do.
Like what?
Starfield.
No. Anyways, so football this Sunday. Hopefully, I did well. I'm so excited for football. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
I love football.
I know you do.
It's great.
Yeah.
I literally block off my Sundays during football season.
I know.
My friends ask me to hang out. I say, fuck you. Oof. I don't say that. I say it's football season, which means the same
thing.
Which
is another F word. Literally the same thing. Uh-huh.
That is another F word. I know. Football also starts with F.
Good on that. English language.
Okay. Time to move on.
All right.
Starfield time?
Starfield time.
All right.
That's all we had really to talk about, so.
Well, if I will. Football. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to talk about something else before we get
Well, yeah. I just finished Demon Slayer Season 3.
Oh, okay.
It was probably the
Instant
worst.
Regret.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably the worst season of Demon Slayer, but it's still okay. I gave it like an 8 out of 10. Yeah.
I'm swallowing my beer. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the worst of Demon Slayer, you get an 8. So is Demon Slayer normally a 10?
Demon Slayer's first season was a 9, only because of the mountain. Like when they get up the mountain and he fights the spider, fucking 9.
And so then, Lord of the Rings? They climb a mountain and fight a spider.
They do. It is kind of like Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is better.
So Lord of the Rings is 10.
100%. Like Return of the King is 100% a 10.
Yeah, okay. But they don't fight the spider in Return of the King. Anyway, go
yes,
on.
Yes, they
Keep
do.
Going. Do they?
Yeah. Cheeseburger.
In Return of the King?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Is this like your thing where episode 4 and you're trying to gaslight me into like the rebel base?
We watched them all together. It just runs together for me.
Come back from the dead because of that movie.
Yeah, but that spider is annoying.
That's the greatest movie of all time as far as I'm concerned. Everything puts you to sleep.
Spiders in Return of the King?
Yeah.
How sure are you?
Super sure that I was willing to bet a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm not willing to bet a cheeseburger. When does Frodo fight the spider? Or the sexy lady, depending on
which version did you like better?
The
spider.
Yeah,
better?
Why do you need? Why does she need to be a chick?
Because sex.
Okay, yeah, sex sells. So the appearance was delayed until the third movie.
Thank you.
Just in case you didn't know that,
I did know that. I told you that. You didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Also, the rebel base is in episode 4, by the way, and they try to blow it up.
Yeah. So Frodo meets the spider in Two Towers, the books.
Great.
But I couldn't have told you that. So.
Yeah, there's no way. So. You do have the books around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my brother-in-law, he's like, I'm going to read Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And he read through the first one.
Yep.
Read through the second one. Texted me. And it's like, hey, boy, is the second book boring.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's not. I mean, the theatrical release is pretty good. I'm like, you know, Starfield came out. Look at all these segues I'm getting to Starfield. But I'm like, Starfield came out. $30. You could play it early.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to try to get through Return of the King before Tuesday when Starfield actually comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, man. Like, you know, good for you. I think it might have been the same day. He was like, no, it's too boring. I'm downloading Starfield.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
I love Return of the King.
It's a great movie.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's an awesome movie. Now, I never read the books. That might be a different story.
What novel? Like, is it Harry Potter? Is it the last like novels that you've
novel?
Read?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What book did you read? It's not
Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, okay. That's recent.
Actually, not even joking.
Wow. Okay.
I was really drunk.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck, I love Green Eggs and Ham. And I read through it online on Flipper.
I'm surprised you didn't like find a YouTube video of someone reading it to you.
That would have been awesome.
That seems very millennial.
You imagine like Morgan Freeman reading Green Eggs and Ham or something?
I'm sure it exists. Well, you tell me that there isn't a YouTube video somewhere of LeVar Burton reading Green Eggs and Ham.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Who do you think the best celebrity would be for Green Eggs and Ham? Like if you had to pick like a voice actor for Green Eggs and Ham. I think it's got to be someone gruff.
Andy Serkis.
Is he gruff?
Yeah.
No, that's like you're always your go-to for voice. No, he's not gruff enough.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
He has the most gravelly voice.
Because the guy who doesn't like Green Eggs and Hams is gruff.
Yeah.
He's a tough guy.
Imagine I'm Gollum picturing. Being that guy.
Gollum's like whiny and annoying, though.
He gets his...
He's not gruff. It needs to be like deep, because the dude's like 6'5".
Yeah.
With his top hat, he's like 7'5".
Have you listened to Andy Serkis doing some gruff
voice? He's got his Lord of the Rings, though.
Yeah.
Have you bought that?
Of course.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Did it put you to sleep?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, it's soothing.
What if it was like Samuel L. Jackson reading Green Eggs and Ham?
I don't know.
That sounds hilarious.
That also, I'm sure, exists.
No, it doesn't. Maybe AI, maybe like a deepfake.
Yeah, which you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So there you
go. Yeah, you can. You can still tell the difference. Maybe. It's very good. A lot of them are very good, but you can still. Like the presidents. You remember when that shit was going on?
Yeah. It still is. I get deep fakes of Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon all the time.
Really?
Yeah, because
that's because they know you love Episode One.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they're watching like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ahsoka and stuff on Disney Plus, and they're sitting in like on a couch.
Yeah,
and they're watching it and then
commentating,
like, talking about it. Yeah,
is it funny?
Usually, it's typically a little too long.
But overstays its welcome.
Yeah.
Dude, the thing Nate sent us the other day was actually so funny.
I didn't
get to
watch it.
Oh, dude, it's so funny.
Yeah.
George Lucas.
Oh, no, I did. I already saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 3 years old. He just shits on Episode 9. That was so funny. He's just like, I'm so glad I didn't make this. Oh, man. All right. Speaking of sci-fi.
Speaking of the stars.
I need another beer before we start talking about this.
Can you grab two?
Yeah, but, lead us off. Baseball term.
Okay. Starfield.
Yeah.
See, I need you. I can't just...
This would make a lot more sense if we had video. Then they could see me. And then you could just talk to me.
Yeah.
What about Starfield? You bought it early.
I bought it early. Paid the $30. You get it with Game Pass. That counts as, like, the base game. And you can get early access for $30. You get to play it on Friday.
Now, with the early access, did you get the deal? Like, is it the better version?
I think so.
So you get like the DLC for free then?
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing any of it. I don't even know what you got. Like, what'd you get? Some like gear, maybe?
Well, you get gear, but when the first DLC comes out, whoever has the big version gets it for free.
Oh, yeah. That's news.
No,
so
that's been announced.
No, news to me.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, sure, maybe.
I don't know.
Like, I guess it's an upgrade. I mean, you bought the big boy version, by
big
doing
boy.
That. So, anyway, the way I looked at it was, well, we have Labor Day off. Let's check it out.
Yep.
So I played it.
Okay.
It is overwhelming, and we talked a little bit about it last week.
You did. Gave us your first thoughts.
Yeah, a couple hours in it. I want to say largely nothing changed for me. Overall, like I felt I had the same kind of thoughts with everything, but I think, well, I'm more curious. So you heard my thoughts last week. How about like, what did you feel? And then I'm going to like, kind of like,
okay,
agree, disagree with you.
I got Starfield for free cause I have Game Pass,
yeah,
which like, is the smart. Best way to do it, by the way. Okay. So
it's tough starting, right? Because it's such
tough.
A big
There's
game.
There's so much. So let me start from the beginning. So this is very different than some of the other games because it kind of shoehorns you into something, which I actually really didn't like because in Bethesda games, normally, you're like, it's super open and you can kind of like craft your backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I was a diplomat and I had my parents... is one of my things, and I had a house, and I'm an empathy person, empath or whatever.
Yeah.
So those are the things I chose. And actually, I really like the character. I think the character creation is really good, actually. So although I know you were kind of complaining about the sliders or whatever, which I kind of ran into, but I actually like it's definitely way better than Baldur's Gate. There's so many more options. And then, like, you actually get sliders so you can really adjust.
Yeah, I felt okay with it. And like I sent you an article where that people were like coming up with like celebrities and stuff that looked pretty good.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, dude, when you get sliders, it's like a lot of the time it's like people don't have the patience to actually do it, but it gives you like the freedom to like make really great stuff.
Well, here's the thing though, that like my eyes go slightly down. So like when you're looking at my eyes, they're turned where the outside edges are lower than the inside. Slightly.
In real life?
In real life.
Yeah.
Right? That's how my eyes are. Now yours are different.
Now I'm looking.
Yeah, now it's slight, but I've learned that as I'm looking for, like, quote-unquote, my eye, be it Bitmoji or be it a character creator or whatever, it's like I'm looking for the outside slightly down.
Yeah.
Small eyes, a big face. You know, so it's like, okay, I know what those are. In this character creator, I couldn't get my eyes right. And that was a big deal to me where, like, even doing all the sliders, there's no toggle for that. And it just felt a little off. And every time I saw myself in, like, I got my head shape right. I got, like, everything else was like, man, I don't have, like, how this guy looks, but it looks like me, right? Like, it's just, like, I felt the same amount of distaste for my in-game character that I do for my physical appearance, which is, that's what you want, right? Like, that's like, okay,
that's not good.
How you feel about yourself, you should feel about your character in the game.
Yeah, I guess if you're doing a one-to-one.
Authentic representation.
All right.
And it was great up to the eyes, and the eyes were just not good. And they don't have my color. So it was like, the eyes were the worst part, and there was like 10 colors. The
colors were bad.
And even, I mean, that you want to talk about Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate had a billion colors, and then you could pick your eye too. So like, what if you do have two different eye colors? No option for that in Starfield.
Right.
I was thinking it was going to be like a limited intro and then you could adjust in game.
No, they never do that.
Well, in game, it's just
you can change it in game.
Yeah. You could just redo what you've already done. But anyway,
no, that's fair. I like the character creator. Maybe my standards aren't as high as yours.
No, it's largely fine. I just think that, hey, it's all humans. It gets a little like, okay. Like,
didn't they make Shrek?
Yeah, ish. I guess you can make yourself somewhat green.
You can make yourself green, which is really weird. But it's all humans in the game, so it's like...
Yeah, which we'll get to, but continue. Sorry.
All right, so anyways, so the thing I didn't like is you start out as a miner, and it's like that kind of... Because I was a diplomat, so like... I'm like trying to craft the backstory in my head. I'm like, oh, like, you know, I'm doing this and that or whatever.
Like, how did you end up?
How did I become a miner? Yeah. So the way I fucking twisted this in my head was like, I was part of some corruption or something. Like I was, cause I'm pretty young, I think. So my headcanon, it's like, okay, so maybe I was the understudy of this politician or something, this diplomat.
Yeah.
And there's some scandal or something where technically, I didn't get in trouble, but it looked really bad for me. So then I had to like get away, and I was like, maybe my friend was like, "Hey, man, you can make some credits doing this." So then I was in a mine.
Yeah, because like one of the first moved to Colorado, and
for like a year. And then one of the first things she says is like, "Oh, I see that you're a diplomat. You either said the wrong thing or something to be stuck down here." And I'm like, "Yeah, exactly. Like, why the fuck am I here?"
Yeah.
So, anyways. A lot of loops, but we got there.
But you would think, too, like, I can't wait to see what modders do for stuff like that. Because, like, Skyrim had it great where it was, like, Skyrim, it was, like, a random start. So if you start a new game and it's like, hey, you're in the College of Winterhold. Congratulations. And then you just got to, like, figure it out. And all those missions are, like, first and, like,
yeah.
That could be somewhat similar there where, like, maybe eventually you go back to, I forget what the planet name is. It starts with a V or something.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of the, oh, you got to get an artifact, go back to the original, like the starting planet. So like you normally just get that right off the bat, but how cool would it be that like, you just happen to find it and it launches that whole quest line?
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. Sorry.
So yeah, that kind of perturbed me a tad bit, but it wasn't too bad because I was able to rationalize it in my head canon, which is super important. Anyways.
That's the most important for you.
For me, absolutely.
Next to family.
I did take the family background, which is easily the best trait to take. It is so I smile every time my parents are on screen. They're so sweet.
Nice. So it's like a video chat with them?
No. You get to meet them. They're in one of the towers in New Atlantis.
Oh, nice.
They talk to you. They give you gifts. They ask you if you have a girlfriend yet. You say no. It's very striking. This is real life.
That's kind of cool.
No, it's awesome. They're so cool. And what they do too is they kind of take like your what your character is, and they split it between your mom and dad.
Yeah,
with like eye color.
They
and
did that
like
with facial Fallout.
Feature. Yeah, love that. So cool. That's the best. I took the house trait, which kind of sucks. You have a really awesome house in the middle of nowhere, and then you have to pay all this money to like.
What's the mortgage on that?
$125,000.
Okay.
Doable.
That's not too.
It's not too bad.
Yeah,
but.
Like ships are worth more than that.
Oh yeah, well, big time.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so but that one's just like not as interactive.
Is it in the middle of no? Can you build like a base around it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so it is out in the middle of like the wilderness type
yes.
of thing. Okay, that's neat. I thought it was for whatever reason, I assumed it was like in like New Atlantis.
It's a pretty cool house though. Like the inside is completely empty because you can fully customize it. Mm-hmm. But then the outside, like, there's a ping pong table and like a pool or something, like a jacuzzi or something. I'm like, it's pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, that's neat.
So that was cool. And then I get bonuses when people like me. So
that's also cool.
That's cool, yeah. Kind
of. Yeah, but don't you get negatives too if they dislike you?
They dislike you.
Double yeah. negative on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody dislikes me though.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Anyways, so yeah, I totally agree with what you were saying last week. I didn't know what to do. So you get off the mining planet and then it's like, oh, welcome to the Constellation. And you're like, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Now what?
Right. Yeah. So, like you're just looking for the first person that will say something to you that's not a security guard or just a person with a name over their head that just says citizen.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay. Like,
so I got a couple of quests from like security guards just mumbling to themselves as they walk past me. Mm-hmm. And then... But the first thing I did is I went to the bank because I wanted to check out my loan or whatever, like my mortgage. And he's like, you got a mortgage. Nice. Hey, by the way, if you want to earn some credits, this guy like ran away and didn't pay his loan. I was like, all right.
Yeah. But and it's funny because you messaged me that because like you said, that was like one of the first things you did.
Yeah.
And I had just done that mission the previous night. 30 hours into the game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat that it's like, oh, we had like, it's the same mission, but like I got more XP or at least credits. I don't know about XP, but I definitely got more credits. I got like double the credits because I'm assuming it was later in the game and everything just slowly scales and ramps, which is nice. Cause then it's like, it doesn't bar you from necessarily going and doing like what I would consider low level or entry level missions.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So I was doing that for a while.
Did you talk to the bar lady?
No.
Okay. See, like when you go in, it's like you look for the first person.
Well, right? It just made perfect sense because it was like, "Hey, ask about your mortgage," and I was like, "Yeah,
yeah." Yeah.
And then he told me that, and then he had like another option, like, "Hey, man."
See, for me, it was like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. And literally, as you're going up like the path, the first shop, I guess you can go into, it's just like a little bar.
Yeah.
I talk to the bartender. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, hey, what's going on? She's like, hey, can you smuggle my cargo out of holding? It was like, oh, okay. I guess I'm making a name for myself. But I mean, it's an okay city. I don't know if you looked at... the graphical settings at all, but I actually turned down the civilian density.
Yeah.
Because obviously performance reasons, like it just tanks your CPU. But like I don't think citizens look good. Like generally speaking. Like all the people that you can actually talk to are very detailed and you can like see them and you like if you put two like next to each other and you knew one like take the names off the top of their heads. You know, like it's 100% kind of ridiculous.
No, the NPCs, like the non-talk, like the ones you really can't talk to.
Yeah, they just say like awful. A canned line. They're really bad. So,
and here's the thing too, bro. Like New Atlantis kind of sucks.
As a city, yeah. Compared to everything else, yeah.
Cause like, I went to some of the other cities. They're so much better. Like Neon is like so much cooler. Yeah. But the thing I'm comparing it to is Night City looks so much fucking better. Than anything in Starfield.
Oh, you mean for Cyberpunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. And you might say, like, oh, well, Starfield's a whole universe, which is true, but the cities are the same size, right? Like, Night City's huge.
Night City is much larger than anything in Starfield, for right. sure. Yeah.
So I'm absolutely. Like, it's not like it's a bandwidth issue, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Night City looks...
Have you looked at it recently?
Yeah.
Like, it's still, it runs looks, better and everything, awesome. Supposedly? Yeah.
It,
looks,
it runs great. Oh, that game's so good. That's but anyway, a city, like, though. That's like, there's people... Yeah. Like, look at the fucking background people in that game.
Oh.
For Starfield,
dude,
bro.
Dude, Starfield... And I know what I'm going to call this episode. Like, something like Universe Divided or something like that, because it's like... This is such a divisive game for people.
Dude, it's like a 34 in Metacritic user score.
Is it really?
Yep, they're review bombing it.
Yeah. I mean, we knew that was going to happen.
That's
so I guess
fucking crazy, though, dude. Like, the game, look, there's problems with the game, but it's not a bad game.
Yeah.
It's a cool game. Like, the problem with it is that it doesn't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
It's just Fallout in space, essentially.
But in a... I really don't want this to be like we just bash Starfield because I'm having fun with it.
I yeah. like it. Like, the beautiful thing about the game, which is the same as every other Bethesda game, is that you can literally just explore and then you find like a random thread and you start pulling at it and then it just becomes this whole big thing and you just get lost. Like, I was playing it today and I'm just going off and like, it's like one of these games where you look up at the clock and you've been playing for 3 hours and it feels like you've been playing for 10 minutes. Yep. You just get lost in it. And that's like, there's something to be said about that. It's just like, it's a really cool universe to be in.
But is it, I'm sorry, finish your thought.
It's a really cool universe to be in. And I personally get immersed in it. I like it. I think it could be more immersive, but.
Well, I guess that was the thing, and like you mentioned this, where it's like you played for hours and hours and hours, and this was my first impression, where it's like I played for so many hours, and like when so Zach sent me like a Snapchat of like, oh hey, you like the game, and it was like Sir Wolfengard has played for 1 day and two. I'm like, there is no way I put 24 hours into this game already. And to be fair, there was a little bit of like I left it running, and I went and ate lunch. But that's like 30 minutes maybe or something. But it's just like, there's no way I put that much time into. Because I didn't feel like I actually accomplished anything, like you said. Like it's like, the most I've done is like, I progressed a couple storylines, but like I felt like I was in my inventory fighting that more than enjoying the game. Really.
Actually, I don't... The inventory is not amazing, but like, why is it so bad? Like, why do you think it's so bad? Well, I didn't feel like it was that bad.
It's cumbersome. I'm not saying like it's one of those things. Like if you look at why do I have to? There's a lot of space, right? So when you open up your inventory, it's like a small bar down the left side of the screen and a massive image of your thing,
yeah.
Right? Be it a candy bar or a piece of meat,
but
or
how
or
fucking
a,
good does that candy bar look?
Yeah, it looks fine, but.
The
why do I have
in this
to,
game look so good?
Why do I have to sort every time I open up? Like every single time I open up my menu, I'm like, I need to see for weapons. I need to see the damage for, you know, every like for other stuff. It's like what's the highest value that I can sell and different things like that. And they know that. Oh, for weapons, you're probably going to sort by damage first because they put that as the first sort button. But like you have all this real estate. Why not just have a column of like, okay, here's this thing, here's all its stats, and you can just do a quick look. Why do I have to continuously sort or continuously hit things to see what it is? Or why do I have to hover over every single thing to see what the information is? Like, couldn't I have like a, I can't believe I'm saying this, but like a spreadsheet on the thing, and then when I hover over it, that's when you show me the picture that I'm looking at and stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing with like, why isn't there a send to person
or
whatever or why isn't there a like a almost like a Torchlight 2 scenario of like, hey person that's been following me this whole time, go sell all that for me leave for and you know however long it takes to do whatever, like just like little things like that that are I consider to be quality of life stuff that I think, oh man, this is taking forever to just to see what my final time is, but it's like a quality of life thing that I think would be much, much better.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact of like, it's very easy, unless you're very like conscious on like, okay, are you buying or selling from different vendors and stuff? Especially because it's like when you talk to a vendor, it's like the first part you can buy from a vendor. The second part is you can sell your stuff. The third is you can sell from your ship. And it just cycles through those three things.
Yeah.
I just don't think they do a good job representing it from a UI standpoint. I'm not saying it's not workable. Obviously, we did it.
Maybe like a different color or something.
Something. Just something that's a little bit more engaging than what they have.
So the inventory didn't bug me, but what does bug me is the fucking carry weight. My God, do you get encumbered?
That's the only reason why the so inventory easily. Matters. That's if there wasn't a carry weight or if there was something on your ship.
Yeah, but the carry weight's so low.
Yeah. Well, they want you to do.
I'm
they want
always
you to waste,
encumbered.
They want you to waste points.
I don't want to waste points.
Neither do I.
I don't know, bro. Because here's the thing, dude. I'm like spending these points, and I want to get my diplomacy up. So that's like what I'm focusing on, because that's what I want my character to be.
Right.
And I've only had like fucking 3 speech checks, by the way. So it's like I'm obviously not doing the right things to get these speech checks. But there's like all these things, and then there's like the physical things, like, oh, get your health up. So I've gotten my health up a couple times, and like the carry weight's so important. So it's like, I lifted some weights and whatever. But it's like I'm missing out on all the science stuff. I don't have anything in science. Yep. I barely have anything in ships. And it's like,
do you want me to give you advice at all?
Sure.
Or do you want?
I might not take it, but sure.
Piloting is the most important thing you can possibly.
Really?
You have to get at least rank. So here's the BS.
What if I have a crew member on my ship? Does that increase my piloting?
I don't think so, because I had.
What's the fucking point then?
I don't know. And again, I don't want this to be just like a poo-poo Starfield.
I have to look that up. But that, all has to count for something.
So
why would they show you the skills otherwise?
It counts. And like, but if you look at what those things actually do, it's like, oh, if it's piloting, it will help you maybe turn faster or something. Or maybe it'll be like, I'm making that up. But it's like, it would regen your stuff quicker or something like that. But I'll tell you right now that one of the ways to finish the game, as far as I know, maybe there's another way that I just didn't find or whatever, but to finish the game, because I beat the game.
Oh, you beat it?
Twice.
You beat it twice?
We can get into that.
Jesus.
But, so to beat the game, to beat the main campaign,
yeah,
you have to have a starship that can go a certain light year away, right? But the only way to get that, because like there are ways to get ships that have that capability without having to buy them, but you can't sit down in the pilot seat unless you're classified to fly that ship,
which is
rank 3 of piloting.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one of my biggest issues is to get that. The only way to get that is to destroy other ships. So it's like, you want rank 3 in piloting?
Yeah.
Go out and kill 15 ships.
Yeah.
And now, granted, if they're attacking you and stuff like that, and you can kill them and stuff, but like it got to the point where I'm just like hopping moon to moon to moon, hoping I get like, oh no, I got ambushed, just so I could get that ship quota up. And that was like a big issue for me, is like it's forcing you to play certain ways. But like for piloting, it's like, dude, I should be able to do it if I just like light skip from point A to point B a million times. That should be like at least like an alternative way to get your piloting license. Like if I'm just carrying cargo and smuggling cargo, that should rank up for me.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was very stringent on that kind of stuff, where it's like for sneaking, for instance, right? To get your sneak up, you have to sneak attack. It's not like you just have to like sneak and like get through people or whatever. So like if you look at like Skyrim or something like that, it's the classic, you sneak behind a door, put the book on your controller, and just have you sneak for overnight, and then you're level 100 at the end. So maybe that's what they're trying to combat. But it's like, no, the sneaking is literally sneak attack.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And it's not even like the skill is partially, oh, you do more damage on your sneak attack, but it's also you're less detectable. So like, it's not like it's like, oh, well, you have to kill you have to sneak attack people because that's what that's all the skill increases.
Yeah.
So there's just a little bit of a, I don't love the skill tree. I like that. That's just it. Like, it's just not, like when I beat the game, putting, hold on, I had it up. Crap. Whenever I beat the game, putting X amount of hours into it or whatever, I only had maybe 5 or 6 skills total, but they were like higher level skills because it's like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if that's the right way to play it.
Yeah, exactly. Cause like I want to check out like the base building stuff and I'm locked out. Like I need scanners up cause I can't scan certain resources on planets until it's a higher level. I can't make my base larger until it's a higher level.
And the base is like 3 things down. So it's not even like, oh, I'll just put this in it.
Yeah, right.
You have to put like 4, 5, 6, 7 points in previous categories.
Yeah.
So either if the base building is all you want to do in that tree, cool. But then you have to waste 7 levels to get that. And it's like, what? Like, what? Like, that's insane to me. I'm sorry. I don't know.
So like just before I came, I was like going to do my first base. And then I started putting things down and I'm like, holy shit. And dude, I have like no resources, by the way. How do you get resources? Do you build bases? Is that how you get resources?
Or do you just explore? It depends on what resources are you looking for. Yeah.
Anything.
So I like it's shooting asteroids.
Shooting asteroids.
Yeah, like really? if you want like minerals and stuff, asteroids are the way to go.
That's awesome.
You just go in like if you find an asteroid field, you just blow it up.
Just blow it up.
And I'll tell you one thing, like if you see, and this is where the game is kind of like cool, like whatever.
Yeah.
You'll see a big asteroid and you're like, there's no way it's gonna let me blow that up. Yeah. And it's like if you throw enough stuff into it, it like blows up, and then you actually get scared for a second because it like just detonates and then like all these tiny asteroids are coming at you and just like, oh crap, like that stuff is cool.
Resources?
Yeah, and you get resources out of it. Nice. But then I found that the issue is like you can put your resources like a one button stash for your ship.
Yeah.
But I was filling my ship with so many resources, like pre-made resources. So you'll find like these cubes and like super cold magnets and all this stuff. And I'm a hoarder. I'm collecting all that stuff.
Yeah.
And my ship by the end had like 2,500 cargo space or something like that. Like I had an insane amount of cargo space. And I had so much in there that it was kind of annoying to like pull stuff out and be like, okay, well, I don't need these and like manage that. And that's what we're talking about with like the item management.
Yeah.
That like I couldn't even pull enough out because I was so like annoyed by it that I didn't have ship parts. So I just couldn't fix my ship whenever I was in like a dogfight and stuff. Because I didn't want to go through the motions of clearing my haul out to then put more stuff in. Because it would be different if it was, oh, send this to base, send this to tier, and it just automatically does it.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, no. You have to put everything on your person so then you can go to your lodge. And I don't know if you know this, but like your container in your bedroom in the lodge is infinite. So you could just throw everything in that. Same thing with like,
but you can't send it there.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly. So everything.
Cause I did like a run where I was carrying all my things.
Yeah.
So I could like, can you go to the upgrade center? Does it have to be on you or can it work from your ship?
It can work from your ship.
Okay. Never mind. So I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, no, ship is,
I had 500 pounds on me.
Yeah.
And I'm like dying.
Yep.
The rest I go to the city.
So you can't, and one other,
but you don't have to do that then, right?
Not if it's in your ship, but if it's perfect. In your infinite storage in the lodge,
can you split it between ships?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because that might be a way to get around it, right? Like, because I have 2 ships now, so it's like,
yeah, but
if I fill up my first ship and then...
I don't even know if you can do that because...
When you switch home ships, it puts everything in your new ship?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because here's the problem is I put everything in my home ship. Yeah. I got a better quote-unquote starfighter...
Yeah.
That has less cargo.
Yeah.
And now it puts everything in there. So I had like 1,500 of 400.
And
it was way over. But I'm not going to take out 1,100 pounds or whatever measurement they're using in terms of cargo and sift through that just so I can heal my ship whenever I'm in a dogfight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just, at least
there's going to be a mod for that, though.
Already there is. Easily.
To put things in in your home base.
Or people are well, I don't know. Now I could mod, but
can we mod it?
You can. Yeah.
Even if I'm just on Game Pass?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah. Same thing with console commands. You can just pull up console commands. So if you don't care about achievements,
I don't give a fuck about
then
achievements.
Then bring up your console command and be like, oh, I have infinite carry capacity.
No, I don't want to do that, but like something like quality of life where it's like send it to your base. Because that was rough.
I don't know.
That was rough. I don't want to walk through the city again. That was awful.
It sucks. And you'll never die of oxygen.
Yeah, but we have one life forever.
Yeah, no, right. But I'm saying in the city you're safe. You're not gonna get attacked. So like you could just sprint there and by the
end, one
life
and then
like,
go to bed.
You can't see. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. That was so annoying though. I actually didn't know that. I thought you could die, so I was like walking and then stopping. It was
I was getting so annoyed. I'm like, you know what? Kill me. Let me see what happens. And then it just never did anything.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know, man. I like it's so divided because they do some really good stuff of like if you're exploring a base and you're just like looting it all and you find that like aha, like, oh, I did a little lockpick here and I got like this legendary, like I got a legendary rifle that I got that and I was like, this is all I need to use.
That's awesome.
And it was a 7.7 ammo type or whatever. It's like one of the most prevalent in the game.
Dude, ammo is so scarce.
Depending on what gun you have, yeah, because did you look at how many ammo types there are?
My dad gave me fucking a Colt 45, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
He was like, so your dad is like a professor.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, dude, we refurbished this classic firearm, and it's a fucking Colt 45. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, this is sick. 45 is impossible to find in the game, though. The gun is so good. I can never use it because I'm always out of ammo.
But there's two versions of 45, because there's the 45 there's the 45 Ultra Mag.
There's like 43. There's two versions of 43.
Oh, 43. You're right. I'm sorry.
45 is so... You didn't even find 45. I'm telling you. I literally, there's like one shop on New Atlantis. There's like, dude, nobody has it.
Yeah.
It makes me so... And you could only... Like, the shops that do have it only have like 20 rounds.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Okay, so another gripe of mine is all the shops are like laughably stocked. I'm like, you are stocked for a city and you're carrying two health packs on you. Or you're only carrying 5,000 in credits. I sell you two items and you have no more money for me.
Yeah, dude, that's so annoying.
So it's like you're going to the like little shop to shop to shop, basically draining everybody dry.
Yeah.
And now here's the thing. You can cheese that very easily. You go to a bench, you sit down, and you wait for 2 days.
That's bad for me, though, because I got a mortgage.
That is bad for you. Yeah, fair enough. But do you see what I'm saying? It's like, it's not like you're... It's not respecting the time, which is one of the points you made super early on, where it's like, okay, I want to wait for 24 hours. They make you sit there for 24, because it ticks down every hour is like a second or whatever. So it's like, hey, I'm going to sit here for literally a full minute on a black screen while I watch like the wait time go down to then go to the person again. Oh, you have another 5,000 for me. Cool. And I sell them two more items, and I go back to the bench and wait.
But
and
as you get higher level, it just gets exponentially less worth it.
Insane. So, yeah. Like, if nothing else, the game, I mean, I am a pack rat, but by the end, it was like, I could tell you exactly what was worth picking up and not worth picking up. And I don't want to do that to, like, a new player, because it's like, that's half the experience of it. But it was so cumbersome and so annoying that, like, I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? All these weapons that I don't use, that I'm like, oh, I really want to sell these and get the credits for them, I threw them on the freaking ground. And I was just like, I'd rather just enjoy going through this creepy derelict like base or whatever and find something cooler than carry around this junk with me. And it's just not a good feeling. I don't know. Like, it didn't feel good and didn't feel respectful at the time.
No, that's totally fair. Yeah, I'm just like, I get, like I said, I'm like, I feel like I haven't done anything yet. So I'm still waiting for that moment where it's like.
I'll tell you one thing. I did the main storyline.
Yeah.
I think it's the weakest part of the entire game.
Really?
100%.
Dang. Okay.
The only thing they're going to be talking about is like there are.
So I should just ignore it for a while?
Nah, I mean, depends on what you want to do.
I got.
There are three cool moments that I'm like, wow, that's, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's super neat.
Okay.
And I don't even think all of them were of the main quest, but like, you know what I mean? Like there were a couple moments in the game where I'm like, oh, haha, like, wow.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's it. Like I was having way more interesting pieces of like I think I said last week where I'm like, oh, this starship called for help and I just answered it. And there was this whole thing that I felt really good about.
Yeah.
And then I randomly ran into them in space by chance later on. They're like, oh, hey, how are you doing? They give me a quick update. And they're like, well, we're going to be out in the far reaches of space, so don't expect to talk to us again. And then like, that's just like the closing part.
Yeah.
But like that stuff's cool. And like, but the main quest line, 90% of it is like, go find an artifact.
Yeah.
And the artifact's literally like...
in a dungeon.
Underground. Yeah. That's it every time.
Dude, that's every game though. Skyrim had the worst main story ever. To the point where it's like, I play Skyrim now and I literally go to the Brotherhood first. Because, like, why would I do the main story? It's fucking boring.
I think the problem I have with it is the main story is so integral to the quote unquote end game of Starfield that, like, without spoiling anything, like, that is the loop. Is just keep getting artifacts. But to make the game do other cool things outside of like other, like the missions that you're doing and all the like relationships you're doing.
So
and
what would you suggest? Like, I got like a little bit into the main story where I got my powers.
Yeah.
So that's the last main story quest I did. So I actually watched a video that's like, at least get to that point and then just do whatever you want.
Get so your now powers.
I'm like, okay, so maybe I'll just fucking do whatever I want now because I got my powers.
You want to get your powers because then I think it lets you go. I think there are like 7 temples or 7 powers you can get or something like that.
Let's me go do all that.
They grab those and you should get to, like, you'll know when you get there, but there's a point when it's like, okay, grab the last artifact or the last 2 artifacts or whatever.
So you would get all the way to the end.
I would, for a playthrough, yeah, I think I would, because I think it does some cool stuff in before that, that I'm like, I'm happy I saw that. But having crossed to, like, having completed the game, and now I'm in, like, I did a new game plus, and it's like, you keep your skills, and that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I had a... $250,000 ship that I spent literally 5 hours build, like literally hours building to perfection. And it's like, yeah, it's gone now. And like gone. And it was morbid curiosity that I was like, cause like new game plus things change. So it's like, okay, to see what is different. I was like, I really want to see it, but like, it's such a RNG crapshoot.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, man. I don't think, unless you love the universe and love the game and you're like, I'm going to spend 1,000 hours in this game, then maybe it makes sense to do the new game plus and continue on and stuff like that. But like I just told you, I beat the game twice. So my first playthrough took 40 hours. My second playthrough took 1.5, 2. Because you can just beat it again, new game plus. Beat it again, new game plus. And just keep going, but you just keep your skills going up.
So it's like a roguelite.
Literally that. It is literally goes from like this big sandbox RPG thing to a roguelite. And it is very roguelite because like you don't have anything. So it's like you have your suit, like your star suit, so you can actually breathe on like a planet or whatever. You don't have any weapons, no inventory, no nothing. So, like, for me, I was like, I'm going to mainline this. It was kind of interesting because it's like, okay, I'm going to go into this base. I'm going to try to kill the first guy with my little laser cutter thing. Kill him, take his gun. Now I have his gun. Now I kill somebody else. Now I take a better gun. And, like, that was kind of interesting. But the whole end part is the exact same thing. And you're just do it again and again and again. And it's just like, okay. There's a reason for it. Which, it's you get into spoiler territory and stuff. Yeah. And I think that was interesting, and it was a cool idea and a cool story. But it's not enough for me to be like, I'm just going to keep playing this game to infinity, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Especially if you spend... Can you imagine spending all that time? I mean, for me, the ship, I think, was my biggest thing. But, like, can you imagine building this massive base and all this stuff? And then just be like, now it goes away.
So you can't access that again?
Nope.
You can't reload a save?
Yeah, fair enough. Yes, you could have, like, a, this is my sandbox save, and this is my new save, or whatever. Yeah. Sure. Fair enough, yeah. But can you imagine... keep going with your new save and you're getting these points, but then you go back to your sandbox save and now you don't have any of the skills that you don't want and stuff.
No, it's tough. It's kind of a interesting thing. So I guess the way to do it is kind of do everything you want to do until you want to do New Game Plus and check that out.
Yeah. I think when you get to a certain point in the story, in like most main story, like Horizon was like that. Like there's things where it's like, all right, I'm doing like the quote unquote main quest line, but it's like boring until like suddenly it's not boring and you're like, oh, this is where they spent all the time writing and thinking through stuff and figuring stuff out. And it's like, then it like grabs you and just, you're like, I have to see how this ends.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened for me. But like, I didn't do a lot of like the side quests because I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to do them on the next playthrough or whatever. And I'll be a lawless mercenary that doesn't care type of thing. So like I tried making my female like redhead Commander Shepard type thing, because that's like my bad persona, so to speak.
There you go.
So she's just going through and just killing everything and stealing everything and doing it. But I don't know, we touched on like the starship, but like the starships, do you feel connected to your ship at all?
So I was doing a mission and I killed a dude. And then you dropped the communication that was like, secret base, exclamation point.
Yeah, did you do that?
I did.
Yeah.
The Mantis is fucking sweet. Yeah. So I'm kind of connected to my starship.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. But you're connected with the Mantis because you had like this
thing where I went through and there's all this backstory to it.
It's just Batman.
It's awesome.
It's Batman. It's pretty cool. It's
so cool.
That was the turning point for me. So I was like just meh with it.
Yeah.
And it was pure luck where I'm just like, I just want to pick a different story. Cause like, I don't care about the main quest line. I've collected a million different powers and artifacts and it's all the same. So I'm like, I just clicked on the Mantis. I was like, all right, that's weird. And I click on that. And that was like the coolest mission that I did. That wasn't like the, like I said, the distress call that just happened to be like a quest line.
Yeah.
But that's what grabbed me. But again, that's like hour 20. Or something like that. So like
that was like hour 8 for me.
Yeah, but I had it. Yeah. I had it. You get it fairly early.
Yeah, I did it like right away. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
but that's, I don't know. That's how I always play Bethesda games. I'm like on 8. I have ADHD. You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool.
But then everyone's all like for whatever reason, I did a fair. I spent a lot of time in Neon.
Neon's cool, man. Yeah. I was checking it out.
It kept you moving within the city, which was good because it was like, okay, cool. Like I'll keep doing these because it's all local and I can do stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are plenty of other missions where it's like, oh, now go to this other random planet that's a random name that you're never going to remember.
Right.
For 5 seconds. And then I was just do you go back to your ship every time or you just do the quick travel?
Quick travel.
Yeah.
And that's, it's like, that's what I don't like. Terms of immersion, there's just so many loading menus
all the freaking time.
Like I'm just like in a loading menu. I just wish there was a little animation or something.
If I could jump on my ship and fly, and I didn't think it was going to be this big of a deal. Like, and we were talking about that where it's like, oh, you know, he was honest up front. Like, well, there's no seamless to space and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, I was rewatching No Man's Sky stuff because that's like a big comparison. Yeah. Right? And I was rewatching that. I'm like, man, did that feel good? Like, I was like really connected to like my fighter ship, right? Because in No Man's Sky, you get like a fighter ship. You could fly around the planet. I can't tell you how many times I touched down, and my freaking objective is like 500 meters away. Yeah. Like, why? why can't my ship fly at the very least 200 away and then land? Like, it just, it seemed weird a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I understand they're two different games, and Bethesda did a lot more with like the dialogue and the questing and different things. That is very good. That is one half of the universe of, they did the Bethesda thing.
Yep.
But like, why did it have to be across 1,000 planets? Because every single planet you land on,
like, how many planets can you cut down before it's like, we can just seamlessly go into the planet?
It's boring though. Every single planet. Have you landed on a planet that's interesting?
No.
I mean, granted, you're still fairly early on.
Pretty early on.
I've been on like several, like tons and tons of planets, and they're all barren and they're all not interesting. And most of the planets I've been on are scan three minerals. Like, some have like plants and animals and stuff like that. But yeah, like, again, just lifeless. And it's like, okay, it's either going to be grassy, it's going to be moon, or it's going to be dust, and that's it.
Yeah.
And it was just very samey, the same like bases and stuff like that. And I went into a base with the same base, with the same enemy layout, with the same everything. I'm like, I was here. Like, I had to have like missed something. I'm like, no, this is like a new base that's a carbon copy of one that I played maybe 4 hours ago. And I remember it because it was such a cool experience the first time, going back and being like, oh, that wasn't actually unique. You didn't actually find anything. You found a randomly generated thing that was just copy and pasted into something else. Like, talk about ripping you out of like the immersion of it, or ripping you out of like the, I immediately left. I was like, I'm not going to go through this again. I knew there was something cool at the end of like, oh, you're going to get a legendary item at the end of this. I'm like, I spent 2 hours clearing this base, like down to the studs, you know, like just picking it dry.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that again.
Right. No, that's, yeah, there's like a lot of things like that,
but I put, you know, 40 plus hours into the game.
That's what I'm saying. It's like everyone's like fucking crying about this game, but it's like everyone has like 100 hours in it.
It was not, Nate mentioned, he's like, it's not worth $70. Yeah, it's not. But that's why you get Game Pass and you try it for 10.
Dude, $10, bro. That's so good.
Because like, there are two options, right? You do it for 10, you play it and you hate it. Okay, you're out $10. Guess what? You have 100 other games to pick from if you want something else.
Go play Skyrim.
Yeah. let's say you love it. You're like, this is the best freaking, I can't believe how amazing this game is. It really speaks to me. Then either, cool, buy it on, you know, Xbox or whatever, or now the game, instead of 70, it's $80 on Steam, but at least now you know you loved the game and that was a $10 bet. Or there's that middle ground of like, it's fine, which is, I feel kind of like, where it's like, it's okay, like it's a good, it's,
yeah,
good enough.
I'm enjoying it for what it is.
Yeah But then you're only paying $10, and if you play it awesome, solid for a month,
yeah,
you got your money's worth easy.
No, it's the best deal.
Yeah,
100%.
So that is a 140 gig game. Do you know how many gigs No Man's Sky is?
No,
take a guess.
50.
14.
Yikes.
And it has like 18 quintillion planets on it.
But they're all randomly generated.
All randomly generated. And this is like the thesis of my, because I was like writing as things were going, I was going to do like a 6-page note like Jeff. But
yeah,
the thesis of my entire argument with this is I never really felt that I was discovering anything, or I never felt this like, I was never like, oh, I'm going to land on this planet because I'm so jazzed to see what it's like.
Yep.
Never once in Starfield like that, where No Man's Sky, you just hop planet to planet to planet, just being like, I wonder what crazy things on this one. Oh, look at this. All the animals are bubbles, and it's the entire planet's pink or something like just some weird stuff. But that's at least different and interesting and whatever. And like, even though that game is largely, you eventually get into the gameplay loop and it's the same and stuff, but they've added 29 expansions to that game.
Yeah.
29.
But my thing is that No Man's Sky was awful on launch.
Yeah. And they took 7 years to get it back to where it...
But that's the thing. It's like they're comparing a game that had 7 years to improve.
100%. 100%.
So what if Starfield does the same thing? Are you going to hold it to the same standard then and say, oh, this is the best game of all time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
The
like,
difference there is Starfield is a AAA owned by Microsoft thing. And if it's not profitable, they're never going to do that. Look at Redfall.
No, 100%.
You know, like that's the only difference there.
100%. But
they'll sell
my thing is like No Man's Sky was super disingenuous when it came out.
Yeah, 100%.
Whereas Starfield was actually pretty transparent.
To be fair, yes. Every criticism that people have been saying as far as like the ship stuff. And look, we knew that going in, 100%.
Yeah. So I don't understand why people are like, oh, you know, like No Man's Sky is just so like, look at this. And they're just like comparing. It's like, it's apples and oranges, in my opinion.
It is. There are definitely some similarities. I think my main thing is if you want a space sim that makes you feel like you're discovering alien stuff, like, just, and when I say alien, I'm talking like just new, bizarre, whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like I enjoyed No Man's Sky's sense of discovery and like even the fact that everybody speaks English. And I understand there's like, you know, like it's a game, whatever. But like you're going to all these different colonies, you're going to all these different things, and at most they have a different accent, but they're very English. You could understand them, you could do everything. Where something like a No Man's Sky, you literally have to find like you'll find like monuments throughout all these different planets. And every time you go up to one, you learn one word of one of the, I don't know, four or five alien languages.
Yeah.
So throughout your playthrough, eventually you're starting to piece stuff together and you're learning alien languages. I mean, to be fair, you're just turning them into English. But it's like they'll say something and you won't know what the heck they're saying.
Right.
And you have to respond and you don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I just felt like there was some... It just made me feel a little bit more giddy than necessarily like a Starfield. Again, apples and oranges, I completely agree with you.
I mean, like not entirely apples and oranges. It's still like space.
Yeah. But it's
of course,
like,
but it's like, I don't know. Like gives, if we're going to make that comparison right now at the current state of the games, you have to give Starfield 7 years.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know. It kind of irks me when people do that. I'm like, guys, you don't remember that No Man's Sky was fucking shit at launch.
Yep.
Didn't work. Like Starfield's launch is better than No Man's Sky's launch.
Completely
agree. The game works. It's the least buggy Bethesda game.
I mean, by that point, Starfield's better than Cyberpunk's launch.
It is. It's like people shit on Cyberpunk, and they're like, I wish games just worked out of the gate. guess what? This one does.
Although, to be fair, neither of them were sold on PlayStation.
True. Max.
I don't know.
I don't understand. Like people are like they cry and cry about like remember when games worked, remember when games came out and blah 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 blah. And then a game comes out. Starfield runs fairly well.
Yeah.
In terms of like there's no game breaking bug, like go back and look at Cyberpunk.
So can I tell you about my game breaking bug?
Oh yeah, sure.
I'm on my second playthrough.
Yeah.
I beat the game again. I go through this whole rigmarole, load in, and I'm like, okay, cool. I want to hit my inventory. It's like inventory unavailable. Oh, okay, cool. So I go to the lodge, you do the lodge, and it
is
basically
it cool?
starts the well, it starts the game over again.
Yeah.
And something really cool happened because the game changes, right? That's the whole point of New Game Plus is like, okay, what do you add?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is. Like I was super into it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get my inventory. Couldn't save. Couldn't do anything. The only way to change my inventory is to be somewhat in the vicinity of my ship, go into your ship, go into your cargo ship, switch to your inventory and equip stuff. But you couldn't switch between anything. You couldn't add hotkeys. You couldn't do anything. And the only way to fix that is to quit out of the game. And it will tell you, hey, we can't save your game right now. Quit out and then start all the way back to before you start your New Game Plus. That's and like crazy. That alone is me just being like, what are we doing? Like, I don't know. Yeah. But that was the quote unquote game. I mean, it's not game breaking in that I just restart.
It's experience ruining. That's kind of what I mean.
It wasn't, because I don't even know. I mean, I'm going to find out whenever I load it back up again, but I don't even know if the world that I was like, oh, I liked how they changed this.
Yeah.
that is, again, RNG. Yep. So maybe I don't get that world. Whenever I load back in, it might become something completely different. Like, my second playthrough was near identical. And then I was like, okay, I'll try one more time. And then it was different. And I was like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah. Damn.
It does, it's neat. It has so many neat ideas. It's just like all the little, like the inventory, like the map, like the fast travel, like the, hey, I want to talk to you person. Oh, you're sitting down. Okay. Let me wait 3 seconds for the animation of you to get up to then talk to me. And then I zooms in and does the bokeh and you talk to somebody.
Yeah.
That, to me, that's annoying because, again, it's not respectful for your time. You're going to put 100+ hours into this game. How many times can you watch a person sit, like stand up from a stool or stand, like you're just trying to like go places. I don't know.
Yep. No, that definitely makes sense. But just like every other Bethesda game,
yeah,
modding is going to save it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I think the potential for this game, especially with mods, is incredible.
Yeah,
incredible. Like in 10 years, we could see a game where you actually can fly into the planet.
Yeah, it's No Man's Sky.
Yeah, with an actual story and narrative.
I mean, they have that now. They didn't have it. They didn't have it launch. It's the same. I'm being very reductive. But the main quest lines are the same thing. it's the whole point of what is our place in the universe.
Gotcha.
Like you can be reductive and you can bring it down to like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
That's why when you're talking about like nothing matters, everything, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
When you start seeing the end game and you're like, oh, if I just go to New Game Plus, everything I did is meaningless. The whole concept of it is, the meaningful thing is you're going to be in a new game and you'll know all the relationships you had and all the different things you had and everything you did, but nobody else in that game would know. That's what they're trying to kind of allude to, without spoiling it too much, but it's like,
wow, we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, I'll dial it back, but I'm saying like that only applies if like there's like new dialogue or new, because like, I started the new game and I turned and I talked to the barista and she was like, hey, my cargo's stolen. I'm like, oh, I screwed up.
It's like a it's nightmare. Like,
I don't want to do that again. Yeah.
So like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Scenario.
It's like a purgatory thing. Yeah. It's worth it. But I think overall my main thing is like, only do the new game plus when you're like, I'm done with this game. And then do the new game plus, run through the main quest line again. It's a different quest. So the thing is,
so do you think I should get to the end of the first quest line?
Yeah.
Then explore, do all my shit.
Do everything else. Yeah.
And then finish, and then New Game Plus.
Yes.
That's the order of operations?
And yes. And I can't tell you whether or not to mainline the New Game Plus or not. Because it's...
Okay.
Well, no, it's very dependent on
yeah.
what universe you get.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's good. It's yeah. like, it's...
I am enjoying the game. Is it the greatest game I ever played? No, there are gripes, of course. But, dude, I don't know, man. I'm just like...
People gave IGN some crap for a 7. I don't think they're far off.
Sure.
I would give it maybe like a 78 after playing it all.
I'm a little early. I think that's kind of low.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you have parents, right?
Dude, so like, I literally... It is so awesome.
I'm gonna play through it and keep so going. Great. Like I could see an 8. I could make that argument, but
yeah, it's not gonna be a 10 out of 10, obviously. But like, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just having fun. I just, when cool things happen, it just feels like so good.
Yeah,
you just get lost. You just get lost in it. That's what I love about Bethesda games.
As long as it's rewarding of your time, though, I think that's the difference. Is you get lost in it and you say, "Wow, I just lost 5 hours." But then when you look at what you actually did in the game, that doesn't feel as good to me.
I don't know. Like I lost hours, and then I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I just discovered this mantis thing. That's so sweet." And it was just a random, some dude dropped a message.
Yeah.
that was awesome. Like, that was so cool, and I'll remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting lucky with the things I'm doing, but, like, the things I've been doing so far have just been, like, really cool.
Or
like, oh, yeah, my banker has me going being a bounty hunter for people who aren't paying off their debts. That's, like, sick.
Did you steal anything yet?
No.
Okay. If you steal something, if you talk to any security guard,
yeah,
it stops your game cold. Where it's like
you get thrown in play. Yeah. So I actually got spoiled on this. Where it's like that's the only way to access one of the factions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the fact that I wanted to do something specific, I'm on my way to do something. And it's like there's no get out of this unless you want to make it like 10 times worse.
Yeah.
And sure, I guess that's a little bit like real life where it's like, oh, if you do a crime, you know, but it's like, it's not even like I knew it going in. I was like, oh crap, I had that 1-5 stack of ammo that I stole out of someone's nightstand.
Yeah.
Whoops. And now it like,
it can scan
it's
you,
like,
dude.
It's long. Like it's like a 15-20 minute interlude that you have to go through, that you can't skip, that you can't get out of.
You didn't like it.
Well, it took my wind out of my sails because I'm like, oh, I want to go here because I definitely want to do this one thing. And I was like excited to do this one mission.
Yeah.
And there are some cool missions. Like there's like a design your spaceship mission.
Yeah.
For, and I'm like, that's me. Like I'm like,
that's for me.
Well, it's like you were talking to all these different people and one of them's like a designer. And I'm like, yeah, they're very stereotypical and being blown out of proportion. But I'm like, that's how people see designers. Yeah, like it hit home and I was like, yeah, that's an aha moment to me. So like, yeah, you're 100% right. Those like things you stumble upon,
yep,
are awesome.
It's always been.
Yeah.
That's what it's always been. The main quest has always been boring.
Yeah.
And it's always about the other stuff.
You can't kill anyone. Could you kill people from the main quest line in Skyrim? I thought you could, but maybe not. Maybe I'm misremembering that.
Now that you mention it, I don't think so, because then how does the game progress?
So talking...
You can in fucking Baldur's Gate,
My new game plus, I was like, what happens if I just murder Constellation? Like, if I just kill them all? And just, can I, like, skip ahead to whatever?
Jesus.
Well, I'm playing a bad guy, right? Yeah, so I'm just like, all right. So I go up to the old, what's his name? The old guy?
Yeah.
Do you know his name?
Nope.
Yeah. So that's the other thing is, like, how connected I know Sarah.
I know Sarah
and Andrea and, or whatever.
Yeah.
Sam. Yeah. Yeah.
And
but it's like, are you Barrett connected with the Barrett?
Yeah.
Just because that's Final Fantasy. Anyway.
Barrett in Final Fantasy is so much better.
But the guy let's say Barrett is sitting down, right?
Sure.
And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna shoot this guy. So I hit him with an old fashioned rifle, which is like one of the best guns I've ever had.
Yeah.
Shoot him in the head.
Yep.
And I'm just like, all right, one shot him.
Boom.
He does his slow stand up animation out of like, oh, I'm sitting down. I shoot him in the head. Blood goes everywhere. He stands up and then immediately goes down. Nice. So like the other person's like leaning against Matthias or whoever is like leaning against the railing. Shoot him in the head. He does his animation of getting up off the railing to go do something else. Goes down.
Boom.
And I'm just like, man, like there's no like why. I don't know. Like there, it's just like some of the stuff is so canon. Feels that part feels old. That feels it's like
it's super
if
dated.
That's in Skyrim,
yeah,
you would be more forgiving of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you put it against like something like a Cyberpunk, where it's just it feels a lot more fluid.
Blow their head off.
It's so tough, man.
Cyberpunk's great.
It makes me want to go. Like I downloaded No Man's Sky again. I downloaded Cyberpunk again.
Yeah.
It makes me want to go through that and just see what they did.
Cyberpunk just looks great.
Yeah.
And runs good now too.
Yeah. The detail on the products in your ship, around your ship, in the environment.
I don't understand amazing. Why do they spend all their time on that? Like
they're
the sandwiches
so
look so
good. So
good.
And then the trees look like crap.
I know. It's like, dude, what am I going to look at more?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
My niece was drawing better trees when she was 4. Like it
dude,
was
but you're
insane.
Like computers on your ship are fucking crispy.
Yep. Yeah.
God, they look so good.
Yep.
And then the trees.
Like
the NPCs.
You spend
dude.
More time outside than in your ship.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that's exactly what I'm saying.
You
spend no time walking around my ship because I fast travel everywhere.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, No Man's Sky, you get a frigate and you can decorate your frigate and you actually pick all this stuff, you send guys out and do different things.
Yeah.
All your ships are housed on your frigate. Oh, like cool. All your starships. You're that's like, cool. Oh, I think I'll take the Mantis out today. You don't have to find a starport, talk to the guy. I want my ship. Make that my home ship. Now all your cargo gets moved over and yeah. all the stuff that you had. The thing is, too, if you swap your home ship, if you have stuff like divided out between like, oh, this is in my chest of my bedroom. This is in my captain's hold. This is in my stuff. All of it gets crammed together and thrown in your cargo.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky is like, oh, I'll take the Mantis out. Cool. Walk up to it and get in it and fly out of your frigate.
Dude, that's how Cyberpunk was, where I had my penthouse suite.
All your cars.
And I had my garage with all my fucking cars. And that's the beauty of like GTA too. You have yeah. all these cars, bro, that you bought. You can see them all. You just get in one.
Yep. As overrated as those games are.
They're not
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So fun, bro.
But exactly. It's fun. There is a suspension of, you know, disbelief type of thing, but it's a freaking video game. You don't have to make it a chore to do that stuff. If you could just eliminate all those pain points, the gameplay itself would be so much more fun. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to hop on this planet just to see what's on there, but knowing that if I touch down on this planet, I'm going to have to go to this thing and I'm going to have to fight with my inventory the entire time while I'm picking up everything.
Yeah.
It's just
not worth it.
It's not as fun as those other games because they're video games, and this is a little bit more like, oh, it's immersive, but like,
yeah, but it isn't though, because the loading screens, man, the loading screens just kill me.
Yep.
If it was seamless and there was nothing out there, I would still want to do it because I'm just like, oh, this is so, like, I just love being immersed. I just love being in it.
Yep.
I do love when you go into a base though and then my frames skyrocket. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like butter now.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God, it looks so good. And just like,
but explain to me how you land on the moon, like the Earth's moon,
yeah,
and it still is this chuggy mess of bad textures and flat just crap.
Did you see...
You don't make footprints on the moon. Like, literally, that's like the one thing, right? It's like, oh, look, I'm making moon dust and everything. Yeah. Nothing. Anyway.
Did you see the interview with Todd Howard?
Yeah, where people are like, why wasn't this optimized for PC?
And he's like, it was.
Yeah, buy a better PC.
Buy a better PC,
that's
bitch.
The goal.
That's funny.
It's like, dude, I have last year's best.
There's a mod CPU already that supports DLSS.
Yeah, but then they put that behind a paywall. Rightly so. You did the work. You deserve to be paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then there's another mod that breaks the DRM on that one. And that's the other download, the most downloaded mod. Is
it's just free?
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's a mod to break the other guy's whatever.
Oh.
If I understand that correctly, yeah.
Wait, how does it, that's crazy.
Yeah. And the guy's not even, he's like, hey, pay me, what was it, like $3 or $5 on Patreon, and once you have it forever. So it'd be like, pay me $5, now you have DLSS in your game, which would dramatically improve the game.
Yeah.
Dude, I want basic stuff like gamma correction and contrast correction and HDR correction and like all of that. Like none of that is in there.
Yeah, Digital Foundry just came out with their long form kind of weekly discussion or whatever.
Yeah, they still don't have the PC stuff.
They don't have the PC, but they talk about the PC.
Oh, do they?
In that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's in their title. I haven't listened to it yet. It's like an hour long, but it does say Starfield PC in the title. So I'm sure they're like working on it and they maybe can give us some insight into that. But I'm super curious when that comes out, see what their findings are. Cause there's just like, I don't know. There's like a lot of things that don't make sense to me.
I guess I'm going to be immersed. I would much rather be immersed in Cyberpunk because Cyberpunk has an identity, right? Like they have different areas, but it has an identity.
Yeah. Cyberpunk, I was much more immersed in Cyberpunk. I forget what I gave Cyberpunk. Like an 88?
Yeah, it's probably high. Yeah.
Because I didn't play it when it came out, so my experience with it was awesome. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Bethesda, like I feel like the side quests in Cyberpunk were so rinse and repeat. Now, that's the problem, right? Like, I wish they had the threads to pull that Starfield has, where it's like, oh, I got locked up. Here's a whole quest line.
Yep.
Because you got caught. Instead of just like... here's another bounty. Kill this guy.
Yeah. Hey, grab this car.
I don't even, like, you didn't even learn who the fixers are. So there's these fixers in all these areas, and they're all unique, and they look cool. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never get to learn any of their backstory. It's just like, here's a mission, man.
Yeah.
Here's a mission, man. You go to a new place. Oh, I heard about you. Here's a mission. Go, there's a bounty. It's like, oh, okay, this is my 5,000th one. This is fucking great.
When you take that type of thing and you put it against something like a Baldur's Gate, though, like, am I wrong in thinking Baldur's Gate, like, every single thing in Baldur's Gate is unique and crafted and hand-done?
Baldur's Gate's a masterpiece, dude. Yeah. Like, that game is fucking awesome. Now, I will say, is Baldur's Gate as immersive? No.
Fair, yeah.
It's not as immersive, but that's, like, not entirely what they're going for, obviously.
Right.
Like, when you're first person, it's such a huge advantage of immersion.
I never played Skyrim in first person. Like, I would always do third.
What?
Yeah. And this, I've never in third person. I'm first person 100% of the time.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
I always play in first person. Every Bethesda game I play in first person.
I typically like third person games more, but Skyrim isn't super great.
Nate's the same way. I don't get it. I love first person because I want to be the character.
Yeah.
I made myself.
Yeah.
Now I get it, like, oh, I can't see my cool armor. I
think that's probably where I
totally get that. That makes sense. But
I mean, the combat is much, much better than this.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, even the ground, like, the characters look much better.
Yes.
I think the big difference, though, is there's such a disparity between the NPC characters that you talk to and the filler, and and that takes me out of it.
Yeah,
where at least with Skyrim everyone just had the same low quality of detail.
What it comes down to is there's a lot of things that are issues that take you out of it, but when you're in it, it's super cool.
Yeah.
And there's these pockets of immersion and fun and silliness. And
even if you go all the way down to 7 with IGN, that's still a good game. And I know we differ on that, but it's still a good game. It's like, play it. Like, if you have Game Pass, there's nothing stopping you from that.
Dude, that's
maybe
the thing too.
30 frames.
When things are in Game Pass, I give it such a boost because it's like a $10 game.
Yeah.
Because what's the gripe everyone always has? Oh, I paid $70 for this. I paid $70 for this. Blah, 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 blah. Like, if you paid for the loot box edition, you paid $100 for Starfield, maybe I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
But if you're on Game Pass, you waited like I did.
And it all depends on how you might love base building, and then you're a pig in mud. Like, it's like, okay, cool. Like, you're set. Or there are people that are like, I'm going to go down to one planet a night, be it a moon or a planet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I will scan everything and do everything and visit every point of interest on that one planet. And if it takes me an hour, cool, I'm done. And you close the game out and you move on. But every night you go to just a different planet, different planet, different planet.
Yeah.
There are people that are playing space only. I don't know if you saw that, where they're only staying in outer space and killing pirates and taking their ships and leveling up that way.
Yeah.
Which
it's awesome, but that's the beauty of the Bethesda games, man. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Mostly.
And I don't know, like, the sky's the limit. And to me, it's just a lot of it's overwhelming. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm trying to figure these things out. And
everything's
does not
yelling at you at the same time.
Do a great job of, like, kind of guiding you through. Like, base building, I do not understand.
Yeah.
I, like, had to watch a YouTube video. Well, companions I didn't understand at all.
No Man's Sky forces you to do the base building.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks too, so it's like a catch-22.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're like, oh, I just want to get on my ship. So it's like, I don't know, but...
You have to literally build 4 walls and a roof, and then you're like, okay, you got it, and then move on, but like...
I mean, like, when you decide to do it, the tutorial should come up, and, like, to be fair, there was, like, a text box, and it was like, oh, you need one of these, you need one of these. I was like, okay. What about the intricate stuff? Because I was watching all these fucking people. There's red lines going all over the place. Things are being shipped in, shipped out. There's a schedule. There's fucking crazy
shit. There are missions literally saying, like, okay, you want to send this to Mars and do this? And it's like, okay, like, you're missing whole swaths of stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, there is that content to do.
Dude, it was crazy. It was like a whole manufacturing plant. And I was like, that's kind of cool, actually. You're like a, what's it called? Distribution specialist. Yeah.
But it's also one of those things, though, where it does a lot of things.
Yeah, right?
Does it do anything? Because it's like, oh, you're doing like that with the RPG part of it, right?
Yeah.
Like the immersive whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Cyberpunk kind of does that better, right? And then yes. if you want to do like the base building and like all the, like the distribution chains and different things like that, it's like you have Factorio, you have Satisfactory, you have a million other ones. If that's how you get enjoyment and you want to spend hours doing it, that's right. fine. So it's like Starfield is like...
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. Like it's like very mid... of all of these. So if you want just everything and you want them all in one place, game, then maybe Starfield's for you.
Yeah. It's like Golden Corral.
I think people are way more vigilant in this game too. Like unless my sneak just isn't up high enough, but like my sneaking is
I feel the insane. Same. Dude, I go sneaky like, archer in every game.
Yeah, and it just can't.
Doesn't feel good in this game.
No.
Nope. That was super sad for me. I was like, dude, the sneaky archer though.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, the only way to level it up is you have to sneak and
sneak
kill
attack. Yeah. Which I do, like, because I'm a sneaky archer, but.
Yeah.
You can't, if you go sneak build, you cannot go companion. They're the fucking worst. Mm-hmm. They'll just get
you.
You can
tell them to, like, stay. I'll typically, like, get them off the ship, get them to the front, and be like, stay here.
Stay right here to, like, kill everyone in that rock. Yeah. I don't know.
The main thing there is whenever your companion follows you, just. Pick up all the resources you find, and it'll tell you.
Give it
like,
to them.
Component, and then you dump them a resource. You give them a gun. You give them one bullet that matches that gun, and then
I'm like gonna get Sarah on like P90X, so she can just carry like a shit ton of things. Yeah. That'd be sick.
There's
gotta be a companion that's just a bodybuilder, right?
Well, did you get the pack in the Mantis hideout that gives you a 25% reduction?
Yeah,
that was what I used the rest of the game.
The backpack?
Because I hated it so much.
Yeah.
Well, you get two. You get the Mantis one, but then you also get this like foiled square one that gives you a 25% reduction in resources.
The armor?
It's not armor. It's a backpack. You get two backpacks.
Yeah, I got the backpack.
Two backpacks.
Oh.
The Mantis gives you a helmet, the armor and the backpack. There's another legendary backpack in there that gives it to you. Unless that was randomly generated.
That was randomly generated, bro.
Which was... super cool. Ben,
I will say there was an armor in the bathroom that was twice as good as the Mantis armor.
Yeah. Well, I sent you the one where like you get like really good armor right in the lodge.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, well, if you just move the camera a pixel between the glass plates, it lets you hit that mannequin and you can just pull all the armor off the mannequin.
Oh, really?
Without unlocking it. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. I gotta try that now.
I think it's technically the stats are better than the Mantis, but the Mantis has so many bonuses and stuff. Like, have you gotten into any of the crafting, like upgrading stuff, or are you?
But
you can't because the skills, right?
Yeah,
that feels
well.
Bad.
It was like, oh, you need to research, and then I went to the research, and it was like, oh, you don't have the skills, and then I got the skills, and it's like, oh, you don't have the materials, and then I went to base building, it's like, you don't have the base building to get these materials. I was like, bro.
It feels bad. Now, granted, eventually it will snowball. Like, eventually you'll build up enough stuff and it'll just suddenly work.
That's why I think I should just fuck around until I level up. And then...
Yeah. I'm level...
Then I'll get good.
30, 33, 35, something like that.
On your second?
Yeah. Well, technically.
Third, oh, is it continuous?
Yeah, your level and your level and skills are the only thing that keeps going.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm level like... I'm only like level 11.
Yeah.
Which is like, but I've spent like 15 hours in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like trying. Maybe I'm doing the wrong quests. I don't know. I'm having fun though. I can't wait to go home and play.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to play. You're going to play. Like it's the.
I think I'm just going to get a six pack and just.
Yeah.
Just be mindless. Like don't take it serious.
That's as long as you're having fun. That's all that matters. I know we like, it probably sounds like we're really negative on it. Like, do I think that this is Game of the Year contender? Personally, no.
Baldur's Gate's going to win. Zelda was really good, though.
Unless Spider-Man's amazing.
But there's no universe in where I see Spider-Man.
I agree with
you. I think we know exactly what Spider-Man's going to be. It's going to be the same. It's going to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy it. And it's going to be like an 88.
Sure.
Gonna be like a high 8. I'm telling you right now, it's what's gonna happen.
Dave the Diver, yeah. No, I get you.
Dave the Diver. Oh, it's not as good as Baldur's Gate.
Fun discussion, but
I have that in my wish list.
How crazy is it though that I'm gonna jump back on and I'm gonna try if I'll tell you what, right now, if Starfield bugs out on me again, I'm uninstalling Starfield. I'm done
with
the
game. Dave the Diver time?
No, I'm going to go back to Baldur's Gate and finish that.
Oh, shit. You haven't finished Baldur's Gate.
It's just so good.
I crushed Baldur's Gate.
I know you did.
150 hours.
Yeah.
Beat it. Great game. Although I did not like boot it up again to play through it again. Like Nate started another game. I was like, okay, I'm kind of like.
Yeah.
I saw a lot. Like I'm sure I didn't hit everything, but I hit a lot of the game, dude. I made sure to turn over a lot of the stones. It was cool though.
The problem that I have with that is I think Nate would do well to get through Starfield, like mainline the thing, do New Game Plus just to see what it's like, and get that roguelike type thing in it. But the only problem is if you don't do. Like, I did a lot of side stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not that maybe the main side quest lines, but, like, you're doing a lot of sides, and we're just kind of, like, screwing around.
Yeah.
So you've met a lot of people you're talking, or you will, you know, the way you're going to play it.
Yeah.
You need to do that to really appreciate the New Game Plus.
Gotcha.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
So if you don't do that, and you mainline the main quest, and then you do the New Game Plus, it's going to...
You lose it, yeah.
It should be like, okay, unless the very beginning is different, which it hasn't been for me. It's the same thing. Like, I don't
know. I think I got the strategy now. Yeah. So I appreciate you falling on the sword for us.
Just play it. Just play it.
Yeah. And, no. I think I'm gonna. Well, I want to see where this bank thing goes because I keep getting people, and I'm really hoping that at the end of it, he's gonna be like, "You've helped me so much. I'm just gonna give you the house."
Wait, did you do the second? Was the second one a space fight?
The bank one.
Yeah. So you got the dude. He gave you his money.
Got the dude was one, two.
My second one was a space fight, and they bent me over a barrel and showed me the 50 states.
I've never heard that saying.
That was from, I want to say Horrible Bosses. Anyway, they wrecked me. Like, I was...
It goes up in level, like, a lot. Yeah.
And it was like, it just decimated.
Did you do the third one?
I couldn't get past the second one.
You couldn't get past?
I got immediately destroyed. Was it a ship? And I never went back.
I'm like trying to remember now. I cannot remember if it was a ship. The third one I just did was this chick.
It might be randomized, which is also kind of neat to get something different.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm really trying to think now.
Did you get one of the janitors a coffee? I got off the tram, and this girl's like, me and my boyfriend Tony or Tommy or Timmy, I don't know. We're going to go away for each other. And I'm just like, hey, you look a little tired. She's like, yeah, I'm just been working a lot or whatever. I'm like, I'll get you a coffee. Keep in mind, this is my like bad character.
Oh no.
So, I got her the coffee just to see what happened.
Yeah.
And she's like, thanks. Here's a globe. And I'm like, well, that was a huge waste of time. But that kind of stuff is like interspersed too.
This one guy was like, man, this coffee's terrible here. And I'm like, oh, man, why is that? And he's like, because I'm a douche. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you know what's a good coffee bean, though? I'm like, what? He's like, it's inside the stomach of a beast. Thousands of light years away. I was like, what?
Oh, he wants you to get that coffee bean? Oh, that's cool.
He wants me to dig it out. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's just fun, man. I don't know. It's just dumb fun a lot of the time.
You need to get through...
You know what's super cool is this happened to you? I get into this dog fight.
Okay.
And then they're like, oh shit, it's the mantis. Yeah. And they fly away. I'm like, I'm fucking Batman, bro.
Well, here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
That they did that.
Yeah.
And I had to get out of the mantis because I needed to level up. Ships. No. I need to kill ships.
You didn't
ships.
Get the mantis early
kept,
enough.
They kept jumping.
Come back.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I'm not the mantis. So I had to go back to my OG ship.
I
built one. Which I think I sent you the video, but like it's this monster tank because I was like, I want all the cargo.
Yeah.
Sold it.
Yeah.
For like nothing. The
you sold the mantis?
No. Oh. My ship.
Oh, your ship.
Which then only... I sold my ship to buy a Class B starfighter.
Yeah.
Because I needed to finish the game.
Right.
Then I find out, well, you're not licensed to pilot this. So I have a $225,000 ship that I paid for.
Jesus.
To sell that thing. They're like, oh, that's worth like $48,000. Yeah, and I'm like, well, out of principle, I will... kill the starfighter guy before giving him that money. So I was like, well, I'm just going to use the mantis and just go around killing ships until I have enough to do it. And yeah, they just kept like, so like I would get lucky and be like, oh, there's a group of five. And I would maybe take out like one, maybe two of them. And then everyone else jumps away.
That's awesome.
Oh, jeez.
By awesome, I mean terrible.
Yeah.
It was really cool for me.
It was super cool. Yeah. Well, that,
Sam's daughter's like, oh, man, you should be like the mantis. And I'm like, I am the mantis.
Well, there are dialogue options where it'll give you brackets like the mantis. And you can like kind of lean on that a little bit and stuff. No one believes you, but it's funny.
But you are.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I just love how her daughter or her son just fucking failed.
Yeah. Did you brute force like the turrets and stuff, like the little puzzle, or did you just kind of like figure it out pretty quickly?
I figured it out after some trial and error.
Yeah. Okay.
It was Tyrannus or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it, but it's in like the recording and stuff.
Yeah. So, I listened to the recording because one of the side quests was like, find out about the base. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll listen to everything. And I'm glad I did because it was kind of a cool little storyline.
Yeah. But that's the best part of the game.
Yes. Like that's every game. That's Skyrim. The best part of Skyrim was the Brotherhood.
100%.
Was me being a sneaky archer, me being in the Thieves Guild, saying, fuck this war between the Empire and stuff. We're just going to
assassinate
people.
But now imagine it's just in our solar system, and you, like, or even imagine that it's like, it's just some other planet, and it's just like, it's space agey, but like, you don't need to jump light year, jump in your ship constantly. It's just like, you have maybe three solid packed planets. That's more than enough. Like it felt better running around Neon City than it did hopping from planet to planet. Like there's no mesmerizing thing there. And I think that's the biggest, it's only cool to hop from planet to planet when you're flying the ship yourself and deciding if you're going like full light speed or half light speed, like in No Man's Sky type of thing, where it's like you're actually doing it and you go into the atmosphere and you're like, oh, it's on the other side. And you literally are flying your spaceship through canyons and different things till you get to the point. And let's say you want to like blow up the base or whatever, you just use your starfighter and literally just ground pound everyone with lasers or something, you know? I don't know. Anyway, it's like they wanted to be a space game, but they didn't go all the way with it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I want to end on a bad note. What's the good?
You know, it was cool. I was in New Atlantis and I went to the UC building, UN building. What is it? United Colonies.
Yeah.
UC.
Yeah.
And like in the basement, there's this museum. And like that's how I'm getting a lot of the lore and like walking through a museum and going up the exhibits. Yeah. I was like, that is like super neat. Like I felt that shit is so immersive. Like that's how you learn about real life.
Were you so you were learning about like the Freestar and how they're
like the war that happened and you know what the UC is and how they got formulated and what happened to Earth and shit and like that was super cool. And it was like exhibits. I would just like walk to one and there's like other people, like some dude's daughters like there.
So I'm actually super jealous of you then, because if I had that background, because I didn't know about that. Like I
didn't have the background.
No, I know.
I just went to the museum.
Well, what I'm saying is I didn't know there was a museum.
Yeah.
So I didn't learn about that. But if I had learned about that before I answered the distress call that I did, that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
That would have been way more meaningful.
Yeah.
So like now whenever you do that, it's going to make more sense and you're going to hopefully appreciate it more. So I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's like I just like spent a lot of time just walking around the city.
Yeah.
And just finding cool things.
But that's at least respective of the time because you're you enjoy that stuff.
But yeah, I found that like walking to the cities is much more engaging than walking on the empty planets.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, now we're back on a negative. But the
combat's pretty good.
Combat is okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. When you level up some stuff, you start feeling pretty good.
I got this shotgun that's so strong. It's Peacemaker. Just one-shotting people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's like 250 damage.
Yeah.
Whereas like my Colt 45 is like 25, which was really good.
Yeah. I found a rifle that does 57, but it's like
automatic
rifle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Anyways, it's fun. I'm having fun. I'm going to go home and play it.
Yeah, me too.
I hope it works for you. That would suck if you lost it. What if you got something cooler though?
I'm like it. That's the thing is it sucked. I was mad, but like, boy, am I giddy to see what, yeah. what the yeah. next game is.
I'm like kind of giddy to get to the end now. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It all makes sense. Yeah. When you get there. Yeah.
Kind of like it. But you said the story sucked.
Yeah, it did up to the end.
So like, you're talking about like the mechanics of it. Like, oh, go here, get this, go here, get this. And then it kind of all comes together. Yeah.
I think the premise of the story, like, well, it's these artifacts. Yeah. But like, how many artifacts do you have to get before you're like, oh.
Yeah. I like the premise. I like your explorers. You're like, that's kind of cool. It's like the secret society.
Yeah, but you can tell everybody I'm Constellation. They're like, oh, the explorers? I'm like, oh, I guess it's not that secret, huh? Like,
I thought they didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Nope, here we are.
Walter.
I actually, nice. Yeah. 10 out of 10. I actually don't tell people I'm from Constellation. I kind of keep it secret.
Yeah, you should.
I play into that.
And that, but that's all part of the immersion type of thing.
Dude, I went to this one planet. I went to Mars, and there's this bounty hunter chick right there. And I'm like, damn, I really want to do this. But like in my head canon, I'm like, why would I do this? I'm like not that kind of guy. So now I'm like trying to really think of a way like why I would do this.
Yeah.
It's coming down to credits, but
yeah, you gotta.
Well, the thing is like the bank thing at first, it was like, oh, I'm really good at talking to people. And like, I was like, yeah, I'll do this. It could be dangerous. Like I have guns because it's a dangerous solar, like it's a dangerous universe, but I probably won't have to use it. I can talk my way out of it. And I did. Mm-hmm. And then like I did a couple more. It's like, there's somewhere you can't. And then I'm like, okay, well, I've gotten better at my guns now. So now I'm trying to get to that point where I'm like, I could be a bounty hunter. I'm good enough.
That would seem cool, and you would assume that gives you a lot of money.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that. You know? So now I'm like trying to do that, and like
I got so used to just going to a planet, like a base on a planet, and just murdering everyone around. Well, it's all like spacers, and like that's all it is. Like the moment they see you, they open fire.
Yeah, I hate
which
that.
Which is not about like coming from Baldur's Gate, where like you could theoretically talk to most
you
people.
You go up to goblins and they talk to you. Yeah. They tell you to wipe shit on your face, but you can still talk to them.
But this one, it's like, so I go up to this base and I'm like trying to sneak for the first time ever because I'm like, I have to do this better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get up my sneak attack hills. And I sneak and I'm like, oh, I got him. I pop him in the head, instant death. And then I had like Andrea with me because I was trying to romance her and she was like, what are you doing? And then it's just like, Andrea leaves. She's angry at you or whatever. And I'm just like,
what?
Okay.
And isn't she the
yeah, but apparently murdering civilians is still a negative on her end.
Oh, I see.
So it turns
I thought she was the bad one.
Fine. Yeah. She's the,
not the bad one, but the morally.
The biker girl or whatever.
I don't know.
Skater girl.
There should be one in the group that's.
Yeah, they're all too goody. She is about as gray area as they come, and she's
I know
not.
Sarah, that's the one I'm romancing.
Yeah.
She's very good at tissues.
Yeah.
But I'm being like the good guy this playthrough, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
Play the game. It's fun.
Play the game. It's fun. Great game.
After we crap on it for.
Dude, I don't know. There's good, there's bad. I think people are overreacting. I think a lot of people are overreacting.
I think so too. I saw Justin playing it. I want to get his take on it.
Yes.
I think the 30 frames are going to be a negative.
Yeah, but
we'll
dude, I played Final Fantasy on 30, and then after a while, it was fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like rock solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's all we got.
All Starfield,
kind of. Thanks for joining us. If you made it this far, tell us what you think of Starfield in the comment section. Located somewhere.
It'll be right under the poll of do you like Starfield?
Yeah.
Yes or no.
Poll. Yeah. Check us out, couchcompany.games, as always. All of our links there. And we will be back. Same time, same place next week. Thanks for joining us on the couch. Peace.